The first reading today, St. Paul says something that might strike us as being a little odd. He tells us that we are to put up with a little bit of his foolishness, and then says that he entrusted us like a chaste virgin to Christ. It's like, what exactly does that mean, and why is that foolishness? The foolishness, of course, is that it doesn't fit with the way the world thinks. Look at our world today. Obviously, even the whole concept of purity doesn't fit with the way that the world thinks. But the Lord is saying something, or St. Paul is saying something very profound here, that he has given us to Christ as a chaste virgin. The church is the bride of Christ, and you and I are members of the church. We are members of that bride. So all of us together make up the bride of Christ. And therefore, what he's telling us is that we have to have that pure kind of love for the Lord. In this case, not so much about chastity alone, about sin. To have our hearts focused on the Lord. That's why he would say, anyone who's going to boast, let him boast of the Lord. When you're in love with somebody, your focus is on that person. That's what St. Paul wants us to have with Jesus, to have our hearts focused on the Lord, to be truly in love with Jesus. That's what it's about. Now, when we get to heaven, whether we just simply made it through and happened to be in the state of grace, or whether we were really in love with the Lord, we're all going to be part of the bride. We're all going to be united with the bridegroom of our souls. But again, it comes back to that point that I've challenged you with many times. Why would we want to love him as little as possible for the rest of eternity? That translates the other way too. Why would I want to be loved as little as possible for the rest of eternity? Why for eternity would I just want to go through the motions? I just want to be there, that's all. That's not an option. We're in heaven to love God. God is loving us, and we're loving him, and we're loving the people around us. That's what heaven is going to be. No one is just going through the motions. That's not an option. But if we're going through the motions, or if we're being selfish, if we're focused on ourselves, then what that translates to is a low spot in heaven. Why would you want that? Yeah, just to be there is better than not being there, obviously, considering the alternative. But God didn't make us for that reason. He made us to love, and he made us to be loved, and that's what he wants. He wants to love us as much as we can be loved in this world, so that we can love him as much as we can, even in this world, because that's what will translate into heaven. Remember, the amount of love that you have when you die is the amount of love you're going to have for eternity. You're not suddenly going to get to heaven and suddenly be just so blown away with the love of Jesus that you're not going to be able to handle it. No, no, no. When you get there, if you were looking at Jesus and going, oh, that's nice, that's what you're going to have in heaven. Isn't that just going to be wonderful for the rest of eternity? No. God didn't make you for, He made you to be on fire with love for him. That's what St. Paul is getting at. He has given us as a bride, as a chaste virgin to the Lord, a heart that is focused on him, a heart that is in love with him. That's what he wants. It doesn't matter if we're male or female, by the way. We're all members of the bride. He alone is the bridegroom of our soul. The soul is anima. It always takes the feminine, whether we're male or female. So we need to make sure that we're striving to develop that relationship with the Lord, to grow in that love with the Lord, to begin to make sure that that relationship is where it needs to be. So you can even look at it on the natural level. Again, doesn't matter if you're male or female, but just to look at it and say, is my relationship with Jesus such that if it were a possibility in this life, that I would want to marry him? Again, forget all the homosexual garbage that might follow, but I'm just simply saying, is the love of the Lord there that way? Or are we looking at going, well, you know, I kind of like him as an acquaintance, want him at an arm's distance, it's nice to have him around, but no, I don't have that kind of love for him. Well, then we better get it. That's what we need to start working toward, because that's the point St. Paul is making. He doesn't just want us to be acquaintances. He wants us to be in love with Jesus, because that's what we're going to be doing for all eternity. So that's what this is about. It sounds foolish in a worldly way, doesn't it? And it is absolute glory in a spiritual sense. So don't look at it from the worldly way. Look at it as the wisdom of God. As I told you the other day, the wisdom of God is love. That's what he wants. He wants you to love as much as you can possibly love. He wants you to be loved as much as you can possibly be loved. And as long as you're alive, that can continue to grow. There is no end to your ability as long as you're alive. But once you die, that's fixed. So this is the time now. Work on that relationship. Grow in love with Jesus so that you truly have that chaste heart, that heart of a chaste virgin for her spouse, to be truly in love with Jesus Christ.